This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Tennis champion Billie Jean King once said, "Champions keep playing until they get it right." Well, what does that mean? How does that apply to us, whether we're tennis players or students or sales associates or grandparents taking care of grandkids? I think one thing we have to do is decide what it is we want to get right. If you want to get better at your job, then saying, "I want to get better at my job," is a nice thing to say, but it's too general. What aspect of your job do you want to improve? Is it your presentations? Is it cold calling? Is it prospecting? Where do you want to improve? Ask that question. It's critical. Ask, "What aspect of my job, if improved, would most advance the quality of my work?" There are certain areas of my work that I can improve on, but having spent hours improving them, they won't make much of a difference, if any at all, with my overall performance. So where are those pressure points in your job that can most advance your career or improve the quality of what you're trying to do? Be careful about investing a considerable amount of time in an area that's not at all important anyway. So you have to do a little reflection here. And be honest with yourself and your performance. Now, once you've determined that area, find someone who's doing that with excellence and then study them. Maybe you can watch them or talk to them or watch a video or whatever, but study. Learn from those who are doing it at least better than you are, or at least better than you think you are. Champions are humble enough to learn from others. Let me say that again. Champions are humble enough to learn from others. Champions learn from champions. Then don't expect overnight success. Champions stay with it. Champions don't quit. Elite athletes, for example, look at all their moves, good or bad, and they work to constantly improve their game. Every step they make is towards making their entire performance better. When I was in high school playing football, one of our defensive backs missed a tackle. Now, this is high school years ago, and in those days, even then, reviewing the game film, the coach kept running that part of the film where that athlete missed the tackle, and he said, "I wonder if John will get the tackle this time," and then he'd run it again. "I wonder if John will get the tackle this time." Well, after about the third or fourth time, the guy was humiliated enough to know he missed the tackle. Ask that question. It's hard to go back and look at those mistakes. You don't need to grind them into your mind. Sometimes it's painful to take a hard look at our performance, but we have to see where we're weak. But then take the time to replace that with the positive, at least in your mind. Get an image in your mind of doing it right. I recall when I was a kid, when I was learning to play baseball, listening to my older brother's 33 RPM recording of Stan Musial's instructions on hitting. Stan, nicknamed Stan the Man, was considered to be one of the greatest and most consistent baseball hitters in baseball history. And he had this album, about hitting. And one thing he said, I mean, of all that album, the one thing that I can remember all these years later was that he said, "Perfect practice makes perfect." It's just not practice makes perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. And it does. So get that in your mind. There's a world of difference. If we want to play like champions, if we want to get it right, as Billie Jean King said, then we've got to practice first of all, and then we've got to get that practice right. You know, we can practice the wrong way and ingrain that into our system, the wrong way of doing it, and we make a bad habit, and then it takes all that much more effort to unlearn and to do it right. Liao Chi-kung, who placed second to Van Cliburn in the 1948 Tchaikovsky piano competition, was imprisoned a year later during the Cultural Revolution in China. During the entire 7 years he was held, he was denied the use of a piano. Soon after his release, however, he was back on tour. Critics wrote in astonishment that his musicianship was better than ever. "How did you do this?" a critic asked. "You had no chance to practice for 7 years." "I did practice," Liao replied. "Every day I practiced. I rehearsed every piece I ever played, note by note, in my mind." So, go out there and practice and keep working on it. Do what you're supposed to do day by day. Stay with it like a champion. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.